AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A retail mogul has been seeking to dispel accusations over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Jennifer King has details.
Billionaire Les Wexner denied knowing about crimes by Jeffrey Epstein or participating in abuse, saying he had nothing to hide as he testified behind closed doors to members of Congress at his estate in New Albany, Ohio. Democrats subpoenaed Wexner after the latest release of Epstein documents. The man behind retail brands like The Limited and Victoria's Secret says he was duped by a world-class con man. Representative Robert Garcia, who sat in on the interview, sounded skeptical as he spoke to reporters in New Albany.
There would be no Epstein Island, there'd be no Epstein plane, there'd be no money to traffic women and girls. Mr. Epstein would not be the wealthy man he was without the support of Les Wexner.
Wexner gave Epstein power of attorney in 1991 to help with development deals, and their relationship ended bitterly in 2007 after the Wexners discovered the financier had been stealing from them. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, Paris prosecutors have opened two new Epstein-related investigations, one on sex crimes and the other financial wrongdoing. They're calling for possible victims to come forward. The latest U.S. brokered peace talks between Russia and Ukraine have ended with no sign of a breakthrough. Ukraine's defense minister, Rustem Umerov.
There's progress, but no details can be disclosed at this stage. The next step is to achieve the necessary level of consensus to submit the developed decisions for consideration by the presidents.
The bodies of eight backcountry skiers have been found, but one remains missing after an avalanche yesterday near Lake Tahoe in California.
Our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery.
Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon.
The snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that.
NVIDIA drove stocks higher today. The S&P closed up 0.6%. This is AP News. At the Olympics, Michaela Schifrin took gold in the women's slalom. Ed Donahue reports it was an emotional victory.
Sometimes it feels impossible, but in the end today, it was to take away the noise and to just be simple with it.
Schifrin's 8-year Olympic medal drought is over, and through it all, she said she never stopped thinking about her dad, Jeff, who died in 2020.
This was a moment I have dreamed about. I've also been very scared of this moment. Everything in life that you do after you lose someone you love is like a new experience. It's like being born again.
Schifrin's gold was the largest margin of victory in any Olympic alpine skiing event since 1998. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.